It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to the 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the bands from Jersey Rock. Coming up, we chat with Jeff Kresge about his new video. Kate Ortiz calls in to tell us about her new solo project. And we rock tracks from Reality Suite, Morningside Lane, and Bless. Before we get to any of that, I have an important announcement. Jersey Rock Showcase Series finale, scheduled for this Thursday at the River Rock and Brick, has been canceled. And as you can guess, it's due to the pandemic situation our planet is currently facing. Stay tuned to the Jersey Rock page at WRIT.com for info as to whether or not that show will be rescheduled. And speaking of the coronavirus, I know a lot of people are worried, but we've been through bad times before. We'll get through this. And as such, I think it's appropriate to show off with a track from Asbury Park's own Chris Brown. This is off his EP titled One More Night. It's Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
First thing this morning, I turned on the news. Saw the hope for the future hanging by a noose. The American dream's 6 feet under the ground. I swear that we learned to fly just to shoot down. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all. At the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. Religion and science are both constructs of man. Can't tell me what to believe and what I can't. We've gotta count on each other to open our eyes. With a little faith, hope, and love, we can maybe survive. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing. Wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad.
Chris Brown with Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his latest EP, One More Night. It's available now at chrisbrownap.com. Joining us over the phone is Jeff Kresge. The Jeff Kresge Birthday Bash rocks the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park on April 6th. Jeff, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, buddy, for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. In a moment, we will talk about the upcoming Jeff Kresge Birthday Bash. But actually, the real reason that I have you calling in is to talk about this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week, your documentary. Tell us about Reach Out and Find Yourself.
Well, I did a couple of years ago, I did one called Out of the Dark. And that was kind of a cool video that I wanted to portray me as, you know, the music photographer out here in Asbury Park. And so Reach Out and Find Yourself was more of a, what I call a prequel. It's kind of a little more in-depth of the darker years of my life leading up to this. So I kind of wanted to put that out there as well and give people a little bit more insight on what my life was, you know, growing up and kind of leading up to doing what I do today.
And, of course, you are a staple on the Jersey Rock scene, an institution
and Hasbury Park. Actually, you can't go to a local show without seeing you there with a camera, or nationally touring acts that you photograph over at Starland and the PNC Bank Arts Center. I think everyone in the local rock scene knows the name Jeff Crespi, and of course you're known for your photography skills, but this film doesn't really deal much at all with your, with that part of you. You go into a lot of very in-depth, and of course you focus on the challenges of addiction in this. And what I want to know is, what advice do you have for someone who might be facing a similar challenge?
Well, cool. Well, that's kind of the reason why I put these videos out there is, you know, I've learned over the years that the best way to come across to people is to share your own story. I was never a person that liked authority. So if anybody came up to me and told me, this is what you have to do, this is what you better do, this is what you need to do, I didn't react well to that. But I did react well to people just coming up and talking to me about their own story and let me make that self-identification. And so I've learned that if I share my story with people when that opportunity exists, people usually seem to be a little bit more, you know, they're able to deal with it better. They kind of take what they want and leave the rest, so to speak. And, you know, what they do with it is their business. You know, if they enjoy what I have to say, that's great. And if it helps them, that's great, too. If it doesn't, it's not on me. It's just the point of me telling my story. And if it helps somebody, that's awesome. I don't walk around telling my story, you know, just for that purpose. When the opportunity is there, I will. But it's not something that I just blurt out for the purpose of, you know, the pat on the back, so to speak. You know, I can always identify certain people when they're looking for help or reach out for help. I'm there, but I don't go around, you know, preaching it.
Well, either way, I think it's great what you did with this video. You've kind of put out a couple. It was Out of the Dark. You had that zombie movie as well. Is this kind of like a side thing, making films as well for you?
Well, I just like, you know, I kind of like things that are a little different. And I think kind of like every year or two, I want to come out with something like this. It's also just kind of like documentation, so to speak, of my own journey. You know, when I first started taking my son to shows and doing it as a fan of music, I was taking pictures with a little point and shoot camera, but it was never about photography. It was only about documenting our journey. So I do love to, you know, from time to time, go back and look at previous, you know, times in my life. You know, I'm still that guy that likes to pull out a box of photo albums and look at old pictures. You know, I just like that old style, you know, vintage stuff and kind of just looking through old scrapbooks and things like that, just to see how your life has gone over the years.
And speaking of over the years, every year you do an awesome event over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, the Jeff Crespi Birthday Bash. This year it's happening on April 6th. Tell us about the event.
It's typically, you know, a Happy Mondays. The Happy Mondays always starts up again in April, usually the first week in April. Just turns out that the first Monday in April this year is my actual birthday. So the Happy Monday show is put in place by my friend Brian. We have my friend Alejandra, who's doing a solo acoustic act, and then followed by a band called Joy on Fire and another band called Lumberjack City. So it should be a really cool time, and, you know, it's really just a hangout night. You know, I like to always do my birthday show as part of Happy Mondays because it is a free show. It's a cool spot. The Wonder Bar is always a great place with cheap drinks and good food. And it's basically just a night out for my friends and my family to come and hang. You know, usually my wife and my kids come and we have a cake and we just enjoy the night. And this way people who want to come could come, and there's no cover charge. The only requirement is it is a bar, so it's 21 and over only. Usually doors are around 7 o'clock. Music usually starts between 8 and 8:30, and that's it. And it's just a nice, fun night.
It's going to be a great time. What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Jeff Crespi is doing?
It's all over the place. I mean, my main website is, jeffcrespirocks.com. Same thing on all my social media sites. I kind of try to like to spread it around. You know, I do my kind of social media posts on all the platforms just to keep it mixed up. But everything is kind of filtered through my main website at jeffcrespyrocks.com.
Jeff Crespy, check out his video. Reach out and find yourself. It's this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week up at WRAT.com. And don't miss the Jeff Crespy Birthday Bash on April 6th. It's a happy Monday, free admission over at the Wonder Bar. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, buddy. It's always a pleasure.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock a track from a band that you photographed quite often. Here's Reality Speak, Bury Me Alive. 95.9 The Rex, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Cold of desperation, I can see it in your eyes. You're just about fooled. All these sudden sounds, they wake you, but I ain't you. I feel a feeling coming on. I feel a feeling coming on. I darkness, darkness in the air. I see my tombstone in the night. The preacher didn't know my name, so I'm running out of time. Darkness, darkness in the air. I taste the sugar in the night. All my youth's been traded in, so I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. And what am I made of? I can feel it in my bones that I've been left behind. On my knees looking for the answers, blood was cold but I was fine. I feel a feeling coming on. I feel a feeling coming on. Darkness in the air, I see my tombstone in the night. The preacher didn't know my name, so I'm running out of time. Darkness, darkness in the air, a taste of sugar in the night. All my life's been traded in, so I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. It drags on, baby. A time in a place where my sentiment grows. It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby. Life in this monster town, so I take the high road. It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby. A time in a place where my sentiment grows. It drags on, baby. It drags on, baby. Life in this monster town, so I take the high road. I'll take the high road. So I'll take the high road. So I'll take the high road.
Morningside Land with Melodrama on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Those guys totally killed it at the Jersey Rock Showcase at the Wonder Bar back on March 5th. Check them out at facebook.com/morningsidelanenj. Joining us over the phone is Kate Ortiz. Catch her at the Asbury Hotel at the Danny Clinch Transparent Gallery on May 8th. Kate, thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Tom.
Of course. Well, tell us about the new solo project.
So the new solo project, for anyone who's listening to my old bands and my old music and stuff like that, is going to be completely different. It's more of like a pop rock kind of thing. You know, I have songs that are like straight up pop rock. I have songs that are more like acoustic. I have songs that have like more of like a Spanish style guitar going on. It's like, and even like some stuff that I'm writing now on piano. Basically, I just wanted to do something really, really different. You know, I'd been playing hard rock forever and punk rock forever, so I wanted to do something completely out of left field.
And the show on May 8th, is that a solo show? Do you have a band with you? How's that going
to
work?
I'm actually putting together a band right now. We're about to try out a drummer, so that hopefully that'll go well, and then I'll have my band together. But I'm really excited. I've actually never performed any of these songs with other people. I've only ever done it acoustic, so I think it'll be really great.
Now, the new music will be available on Spotify. How could someone listen to your solo work?
Yes, it will eventually be released on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, everything you could think of. Right now, it's not released, so I would say just kind of keep an eye out, and I'll let everyone know when that's coming out.
Yeah, what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Kate Ortiz is doing?
I would definitely say follow me on Instagram at @IamKateOrtiz. I do have a Twitter and a Facebook page as well, but I'm definitely most active on the Instagram with my music.
And the track we're rocking, tell us about Trouble.
Trouble is about something, an internal struggle that I was having, without getting too specific. I'd like everyone to kind of figure things out on their own, or maybe relate to it in their own way. But it's all about that and kind of figuring out who you are.
Kate Ortiz, keep an eye out for her new solo work on Spotify. Don't miss her at the Asbury Hotel at the Danny Clinch Transparent Gallery on May 8th. Kate, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Kate Ortiz with Trouble on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I think I'm in trouble, but I can't say why. It just caused more trouble inside. Hey, this is Easy Eddie Z from And Blessed. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
One Chance on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Eddie Z of Been Blessed will be at Vibe and Tap Grill in Hazlitt on March 20th. More info on that on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.